Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Baseline Hot Takes. So let's get into it. In this episode, I want to start off with something that was just announced only a few weeks ago, and it's kind of a pretty big deal in the tennis world, or if you follow tennis, especially if you've been following Serena Williams during her retirement. So let's talk about the Serena Williams and Skims collab. As many people know, Serena has always been more than just a tennis player. She's a global icon, a fashion statement, and for sure a symbol of power. And Skims is all about confidence, comfort, and body positivity. So when you put those two together, it's not just a clothing collab anymore. It's more of a cultural movement. And my hot take is that this partnership might be one of the smartest brand moves Serena's ever made post-retirement. You know, she's aligning herself with a company that isn't only selling shapewear, it's selling confidence, which has been Serena's literal entire message throughout the entirety of her career. And let's be real, when you think of Serena, you think strong, unapologetic, stylish, definitely stylish. Most people know that she was pretty well known for her unique attire during her matches at the Grand Slams, whether she was walking out on court in a denim outfit, a catsuit at Roland Garros, or a tutu at the US Open in New York. That probably had to be one of my favorite outfits, I'm not going to lie. And she's always challenged what other athletes are quote-unquote supposed to look like, or all athletes are quote-unquote supposed to look like. And now she's doing the same thing off the court, which is reminding women they can be powerful and feminine at the same time. They don't have to choose one or the other. They can be both. And another layer to this is that Skims has mastered pop culture partnerships. They've been great at it, from athletes to celebrities. They just know how to connect sport and style into one genre, which is great, which is perfect for Serena because she is definitely more than one genre. Serena also brings something to Skims that not many other people can, and that's legacy. So I would say that this collab shifted the way female athletes can use fashion to expand their influence. You know, it's no longer just about endorsements anymore. It's about ownership of image and impact. And I know some people say, oh, she's retired. Why is this such a big deal? But that's exactly the point that Serena's proving. You don't stop being iconic when you stop competing, when you retire after you finish playing your sport. You know, she's not only just good for tennis. You evolve over time. And she's showing how athletes can transition from trophies to trends and still be the topic of conversation, still dominate the conversation. Even the photo campaign that they did for the collaboration, which I advise everyone to go look at, is powerful, elegant, and grounded, I would say. I was scrolling on Instagram actually when I saw it, and I immediately stopped because it's so catching. Even the tone and like the natural colors that everyone in the picture was wearing just caught the eye very well. It's one of those pictures you just stare at for a while. It just looks good aesthetically. And not even because it's Serena Williams and Kim Kardashian in one picture, which I understand, but genuinely because the picture is captivating. It's breathtaking. It's beautiful. It's the kind of branding that makes you look at it and be like, wow, Serena might not be playing anymore, but she's still winning off the court. And what I love about Serena personally is that she's redefining what it means to be an athlete to so many females, to so many female athletes. She's a mom and a brand all at once. And now that she's stepping into the Skims universe, it's perfect. And what's wild is how natural the collab feels. And not only because Serena and Kim have been friends for many years now, but it's because Serena genuinely embodies everything that Skims represents and stands for as a company. Skims often talks about how they value comfort, body positivity, and just individuals being comfortable in their own skin. And I would say this collab means female athletes are finally being valued beyond the court as well, which we've been waiting for that recognition for many, 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 many years. Because for years, women's sports marketing has been only about performance, only performance-based, your results, who you're playing, who you're beating, and who you're losing to on the court. And Serena right now is doing the opposite of that. She's writing the narrative for every little girl who wants to be a professional at their sport and build a brand outside of that, not only be known for what they're doing on the court, but have a brand outside of that and have something else that's also important to them. And truthfully, I hope this becomes a blueprint, because she's showing athletes, especially women, that they don't have to fade when they stop competing. They don't have to put down the racket and finally focus on only being a mother or a wife. They can evolve, they can own, and they can build what they truly want for themselves. And this collab isn't just a paycheck, obviously. It's equity moves and long-term impact. Because as we know, Serena doesn't just say yes to anything. She doesn't need the paycheck. She doesn't say yes to anything that doesn't align with her brand or her values, because she's very strategic. She's very intentional and is always thinking 10 steps ahead. What's also interesting to me is how this collab kind of bridges two worlds that don't always overlap necessarily. Sports and fashion, I would say, used to be very separate. It wasn't ever very common to see those two things under one realm for the longest time. Athletic wear was treated like the separate category. It was performance gear versus high end. So it was athleisure versus normal clothes. It wasn't ever under one genre or under one realm. But now we're seeing this crossover movement where performance is the new luxury, and Serena is embodying that once again. She's proof that muscle movement and femininity belong in the same frame. And honestly, the message hits even harder because she's real. She's human. She's not some airbrushed fantasy that, you know, all these people have imagined. She's a mom, a wife, a person with her own individual feelings. And I would say let's appreciate the full circle moment here, because when Serena first came up, she was brutally criticized for everything on the court and off the court, her body, her outfits, her attitude, her aggression, her passion that she had when she was playing. And now those same exact traits that people try to tone down are the same exact ones that brands like Skims are begging to highlight. So when I see Serena posing in Skims, it really means something to my younger self personally. And this is because I started playing tennis at a very young age. So I've always looked up to Serena as a role model for how I want to play and how I want to enjoy the game of tennis while I'm playing it. So lastly, I believe this collab opened a new lane for female athletes, not just endorsements, but partnerships with power. And the conversation is no longer, can I represent your brand? Can I model for you? But it's, hey, let's build something together. And that's exactly the mindset that I want for the next generation of athletes to have, especially the young girls, because they need to know that you don't have to wait for permission to build something you want. You can go and get it. So with Serena redefining athlete influence off the court, tennis is definitely more alive than ever, and it's evolving. The culture is changing, and I'm definitely here for it. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Baseline Hot Takes.